Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. On the 6th of October, the London International Church of Christ is putting on a teaching day on the book of Deuteronomy, and it's my privilege to teach that. This week, we're doing a few teasers in advance of the teaching day, and we're looking today at Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 44. It says, "This is the law Moses set before the Israelites. These are the stipulations, decrees, and laws Moses gave them when they came out of Egypt and were in the valley of Beth-Peor, east of the Jordan, in the land of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, and was defeated by Moses and the Israelites as they came out of Egypt." So it's a very exciting time for the Israelites here. Moses is about to set the law before them. This is what's called the stipulations section. It begins in chapter 4, verse 44, and goes to chapter 26, verse 19. There are two main sections. Firstly, the general stipulations that go from this point to chapter 11, verse 32, and then the specific stipulations from chapter 12, verse 1 to chapter 26, verse 19. The first section is really, I suppose, the foundational principles of the whole covenant. Don't do this. And then the specific stipulations are the basic principles of the covenant working out in daily life. It gives real-life examples of how the principles work out in practice. It's where the rubber meets the road, I suppose. It's, if this happens, then do this. It's quite comprehensive, but it does not cover everything. It's more important that these stipulations show how the general principles work out when we have a relationship with God, when we're thinking right about God, about our life, about our role, our identity. These are more than just rules. They're expressions of fidelity to the King. It's not about just, if I keep these laws, that's enough. It's that we are to cling to God. When we're obeying these laws, it's an expression that we agree with the King and that we trust him. God is concerned about teaching Israel and not controlling them. God is trying to change the heart. He wants to change the way Israel thinks. He wants them to be thinking about how lucky they are that he is their God and their King. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, it mentions this phrase that, unfortunately in a sad context, that they had not been serving the Lord your God joyfully and gladly in the time of prosperity. That's the heart that God is looking for, that they have a joyful heart, one of gratitude. That's his desire. It's not about rule-keeping. And in that way, it's very similar to the New Covenant. We're asked to do some very difficult things, pray for our enemies, forgive those who regularly sin against us. But we do that not because it's a rule, but because it's the heart of God. So, how did God train Israel to have this heart? Well, they went through the wilderness, and those times were hard. There was a lot of complaining. The land was to come, the promises were on the horizon, but there was war, enemies, temptations in the way. Why was it so hard? Did God want them to have a rough time? Surely not. It's because that was the way they were going to be trained. The challenge is for us that in that training, sometimes we get weary. In Hebrews 12, verse 3, it says, "Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." That isn't a temptation for us, isn't it? It happens to us. But when we look at Jesus, we're able to go to a new level of tolerance, of training. Our tolerance for pain is, frankly, quite low, I think. At least, perhaps I speak for myself. But Hebrews 12, verse 7 says, "Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons. For what son is not disciplined by his father?" It's not that God doesn't love us. These hard times are for our benefit. They're for our good. When Israel understood that, they obeyed. And when they obeyed joyfully, then all went well with them. The same must also be true with us. If we obey joyfully, things will go well with us, and we will be trained by God and equipped for him, for him, for his work, and equipped to be drawn closer to him, because we will need him and we will love him. Well, I hope this is encouraging. That's just a little bit out of Deuteronomy chapter 4. We're going to look at some more the next time, and I look forward to seeing you on Saturday the 6th of October, 10 till 1 at the City Temple, Holborn. Take care, and God bless.